Yesterday, the Duluth National Weather Service tied a 50-year-old record with 22 days in a row when the thermometer dipped below zero. The service's Steve Godey expects to break that record this morning.
As we expect temperatures across the Northland to be in the teens below zero.
In all, the Duluth Superior area has had 55 days of sub-zero temperatures so far this winter. That's packed ice over 78% of the Great Lakes when the norm is 55%. Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory scientist George Leskovich says that's an impressive amount since there's still another month of ice-making weather ahead. The record is 95% cover in 1979.
It's fluctuated pretty wildly, you know, pretty greatly. It seems more in the past few years. I wouldn't want to say that, you know, we're going to have less ice cover or more ice cover. It's something that's hard to predict.
All that adds up to thick ice in the Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan ice-cutting territory where ships connect with Lakes Superior in Michigan. Coast Guard Vessel Traffic Manager Mark Dobson says it'll make for a tough breakout when shipping traffic resumes March 25th.
You know, you can only do so much with an icebreaker. I mean, they're not magic little ships that go out there and melt the ice and spread fairy dust everywhere and it all goes away, you know? 2 feet's 2 feet, and it's 2 knots or 5 knots. It depends on the thickness and everything else, you know? We don't have no magic hair dryers that can go out there and help make it soft and go away.
Lake Michigan has 62% ice cover, while Lake Ontario has 18%. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.